The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Bullock. Let's learn through some of the Parsha and try to get as much background as possible in what took place here. Vayar Bolok ben Tzipor, he's called Asheros Yisrael Amori. Bolok, the son of Tzipor, saw all that Israel did to Amori. This takes place before Klal Yisrael's entering into Eretz Yisrael. And as they were coming near the borders of Israel, they were devastating various nations that stood in their way and that refused to let them go through. And Bolok saw this. And the nation of Moab was very afraid of this. And they said, El Zikne Midjon, and they went to the elders of Midjon. That Israel will devour and they will devastate everything, all of our nations. That's in the way, just like the bull, the ox, devours the grass of the field. And at that time, Bolak was the king of Moab. The Gemara makes a few comments here. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Kufei Rashi brings much of this. But firstly, Moab and Midian were two nations that always warred with each other. They were not at peace. But they made peace together in order to war against Israel. Why did they go to Midian? So the Gemara says, "Kiven shiroesh Yisrael neitzchim shaleikim min hagalut." Since they saw that Israel was victorious in a very abnormal, supernatural way, omru manhigom shaleilu b'Midian nisgadl. So they said, "How?" They tried to find out how can we stop them. So they said that the leader of this nation grew up in Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu. When he was in the palace of Paray, and he killed an Egyptian and he had to flee, he fled to Midian. And there he met Yisro, and he married Tzipora, Yisro's daughter. So they said that he grew up in Midian. Nishal mehem mami dosai. We'll go to Midian and we'll ask him, we'll ask them, what is the secret? What is his secret? Omru lei in keichel befiv. So they answered that his whole power is in his mouth. The power of Moshe Rabbeinu is in his speech. So therefore they said that we will try to find the person who also has a power in his mouth. And they looked for Bilam, who was the prophet of the Goyim. We find later on that when Bilam was going to curse Klal Yisrael, an angel came and stood up with a sword in front of his donkey. So there the Chazal tell us, why did the angel use the sword? Because the power of Klal Yisrael is in their mouth. When Yaakov benched Klal Yisrael, when he blessed him, he said, when Yitzchok blessed Yaakov, he said, Hakol kol Yaakov. This is the voice of Yaakov. Ein keche shel Yaakov ele bekol. Power of Yaakov Avinu is through his mouth. Bekol teiro, bekol tefillah, through the voice of Torah, the voice of tefillah, of prayer. The power of Esav was through the sword. As Yitzchok said, al charbecho tichya, that you shall live by the sword. When Bilam, who was from the Goyim, this was from the seed of Esav, when he went and tried to destroy Israel with the power of his mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're reversing the order of things. Therefore the angel said, I will take your weapon. And he took the sword. And eventually we see, the Torah tells us, that Bilam was killed by the sword. Pinchas, in the next parsha, kills Bilam with the sword. Vayishlach malochim al Bilam ben Beor Peseira, asher al hanor eres b'nei amayin likrei lei. So they sent messengers to Bilam. Lemor hinei am yotzei mimitzrayim hinei chiso aseinu oretz v'yeshim v'muli. V'ato lechon ore li yasom azeh. Ki otzim hu mimeni, ulai uchal nakebe v'agoshena min oretz. Ki yodati es asher tevarech mevarech v'asher tomo yuor. They sent messengers, ambassadors to Bilam. They said, this nation is coming out of the desert and is going to destroy us and inherit our land. You go and curse this nation. Give them a curse and stop them. Because we know that what you bless is blessed and what you curse is cursed. Now Bilam, the Chazal tell us, was the prophet of the Goyim. Goyim were given a prophet. They were given someone with potential greatness. And this was Bilam. The fact is a Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Hei, which mentions Lekom Od Bi Yisrael Kemesha. Moshe was the greatest prophet in Israel. But there'll be a great prophet that will stand up by the Goyim. This will be Bilam. And the reason why Klal Yisrael gave, the reason why Hashem, the Almighty, gave a prophet to the Goyim, in order that they should not be able to say that the whole reason why Klal Yisrael became the Am HaNivchor, the chosen nation, is because you gave them prophets, you gave them Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you gave them Moshe Rabbeinu. And we had none. Therefore he gave Bilam to the Goyim also. Bilam had very great potential, but it was misused and he sunk into very great depths. Now here they sent to him, and we see evidently he was very famous. They said, we know that what you bless is blessed and what you curse is cursed. The Chazal tell us that it's not necessarily true that he had a power of blessing and a power of curse, but he knew how to be Mechaven Hashor. He knew how to see, how to understand when the time was ripe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in a mood of anger or in a mood of generosity. He knew how to be Mechaven Hashor. So if he could find the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Klal Yisrael, if he would find a vulnerable area, he would find a time when Klal Yisrael was not fulfilling mitzvahs like they should have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was impatient with them, then perhaps he could stir up things. He could add some turbulence and in this way invoke a curse on Klal Yisrael. So the elders of Moab and Midian, they went and they told Bilam what Balak wants. So he said, stay here tonight and I will let you know. I'll speak to Hashem. And the Torah tells us that the Sori Moab, the princes of Moab remained, but the ones of Midian, they left. They saw that once he wasn't able to answer immediately, so they knew that he was no longer a balabos over himself, and they saw a weakness right there, so they left. And Hashem came to Bilam and he said, who are these people? And he told him the story. So he said, Hashem said, Vayom Elokim al Bilam leiselechimoim leisoes ha'om kiboruchu. Do not go with them. Do not curse the nation because they are blessed. Now tell us that Bilam only could speak to Hashem or only could have a vision with him at night, not during the day. When he came to the Nevi'im, to the prophets of Klal Yisrael, they could speak with Hashem during the day, but Bilam only at night. His vision was not clear. It was somewhat hazy. And only at night, secretly, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself to him. And he told Bilam, no, you're not allowed to go. You cannot curse this nation because they are blessed. The next morning Bilam got up and he told the princes of Bolok, go back to your land. Kodesh Baruch Hu is refusing to let me go with you. So they went back. And Bolok sent other Sorim Rabim Nikbodim Elam. So Bolok sent others. He sent greater princes, more honorable ones, and they came to Bilam. And he said, do not refuse to come with us. Ki chabei rachabetcho mi'od b'chol ashetema elai eser. V'chol no koveli yis omazer. I will give you much honor. And anything you ask from us, I will do. Just come and curse this nation. So Bilam answered and he said, im yiten li volok melei beisei kesev ezov. Le ucha lavar espi Hashem elokoi, las is ktano gdoila. If you will give me a house full of silver and gold, I will not be able to transgress the word of Hashem to do anything small or big. From here, the Mishnah in Ovis tells us that there were three qualities that Bilam had, three bad qualities. One of these qualities was that he had a desire, a great desire, and he was overambitious. We see that here really he wanted gold and silver, houses full of gold and silver. But he said that I can't do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let me go curse the nation. Actually, the question is asked, how do we see that he wanted gold and silver? He actually answered in the negative. He said, even if you will give me all of the gold and silver, I won't be able to transgress the word of Hashem. So what the answer is that they didn't offer him gold and silver. They said that we will honor you and we will do what you want. So he answered that if you will give me even all of the gold and the silver that you have, still I will not be able to do it. So the sages learn from here that really this is what you should give me. And this is my fee. But I cannot fulfill this task at this point. We'll be speaking more about this in a minute. Then he said, he says, wait here today again, and I'll speak to Hashem. I'll see what Hashem tells me. And Hashem came to him that night, and he said that if these people are calling you, go with them. But what I shall instruct you to say, this is what you shall do. Here the Gemara says that we see that originally Hashem told them not to go. You're not allowed to go. Then he stayed over. And the next night, Hashem told him he could go. What was the change? So the Gemara says, chutzpah. This was a chutzpah. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him he's not allowed to go. And then he kept pressing. So we see that chutzpah helps, even by the Almighty. Azus, audacity. This helps even by the Almighty. This is what the Gemara says. Gemara says, from here we learn that b'mokam shereitzo odem leilich molichin, I say, that in a direction that a person wants to go, the Almighty lets him go, lets him walk. What does this mean? A person's actions are not predetermined by fate. He is the master over his own actions. When it comes to the area of tov v'ra, good and bad, a person has no right to say, well, this is, it is evident, or it is unavoidable that this should happen. Kol ma de'ovid rachmona letavovid, whatever happens to me is for the good. Can't always say that. If it's something that is beyond a person's control, where it's impossible for him to control it, then he must say, "Kol madovid rachmona letavavid." What happens to me, heaven has decreed for my good. But if it's something which is within the person's control, and if it has to do with the area of good and bad, tovera, tzadik or rosho, to be righteous or not, this is purely left within the domain of the individual. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Heaven can decree and can interfere and can guide every area of man's life. but not the area of good and bad. That's left over to the individual. That's his bechira. This is the greatness of the individual. Only he can decree good and bad. And therefore, malichin es ha'odim b'derek shereitzel eilech. Kodesh Baruch Hu will perhaps try to prod a person, suggest to a person. But if a person is insistent, Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow him, and he even will be helped to go the way he wants to. Therefore, Bilam came to ask Hashem, Eitza. So Hashem answered, don't go. Again he came to ask him. This is chutzpah. Chutzpah afilu klapi mala mahani. Chutzpah helps even by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to go. You want to go to do destruction. Alright. Go with these people. Vayokam Bilam Baboker. Bilam got up the next morning. Vayachvosh es asayne vayelichim sori ma'av. He saddled his donkey and he went with the sori ma'av. The Chazal say on this posuk, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rosho kfar ki damcho Avram avinu. Shnema vayesh yashkim Avram baboker vayachavosh es chamayre. Chazal say, Rosho kfar ki damcho Avram avinu. Avraham has already done this. Avraham did this before you. Because Avraham also saddled his donkey. What does this mean? When Avraham was commanded to sacrifice his son Yitzchok, so the Torah tells us the next morning, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Avraham got up early in the morning, and he saddled his chamor, his donkey. And now Bilam was doing this. What does one thing have to do with the other? So the Gemara says, Mikan sha'ava mekalkul es ashura, v'hasina mekalkul es ashura. Avraham was a king. Av ha'main goyim. He was a father from many nations. He was a great personality. He shouldn't have saddled his own donkey. Yet he had such a great love to fulfill the word of Hashem. So immediately at the crack of dawn, he got up and he saddled his donkey. Ava mekalkel es ashura. Love distorts one's vision. V'hasina mekalkel es ashura. Bilam had a great hatred against Klal Yisrael. He wanted to destroy them. Because of this great hatred, this gave him ambition and energy to get up early in the morning. And even though he was a man that kings were sending nobility to him and were willing to give him gold and silver, he saddled his own donkey. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Avraham's chus, his merit preceded yours. Klal Yisrael, they have a defense. They have the defense from the Oves, from Avraham. His merit preceded yours. Kfarti kidamcho Avraham avinu. We'll be speaking more about this. Vayicharaf elakim ki yohelechu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry because he went. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry? He told him he could go. So this goes back to what we said a minute ago. Because B'derek shereitz leilech odem, in the way the person wants to go. Malichin aysen. Then the Torah tells us that he went with his donkey and the angel came and wanted to stop him with his sword and wouldn't let the donkey go by. And in three places, the angel stopped him. And Bilam started to strike his donkey. Vayiftach Hashem es pi osan, and Hashem opened up the mouth of the donkey, and he said to Bilam, Ma'asisi locho ki kisoni ze shleish regolim. What are you doing that you are hitting me three times? And Bilam said that you are mocking me. And the donkey said, no. I am the donkey that you have rode on me for so long. And then Hashem opened up Bilam's eyes where he could see the angel standing there, and he bowed. Here the Chazal tell us that the donkey was able to see what a man wasn't. Reshus nitten le balei chayim, that permission was granted to animals to see and to sense what man was not given permission for. Why? Because we take sheish leidas titrei daite. Because since man has seichel, if he would see everything around him, it would be too much for him to carry. But the animal kingdom, since they do not have the seichel, therefore they are capable of seeing more things. So from here we can learn that it's not always important for us to know of everything and to see everything. Then the angel said, go with the people, but what I shall instruct you to speak, this is what you must say. So he came to Balak, and he told Balak, asked him, why didn't you come right away? And he said, no, Hashem won't let me. And only what Hashem will allow me to speak is what I can say. And they went and they made sacrifices. Vayizbach Balak Boker Vatzayim. Balak made sacrifices. Vayishlach Levilom Lasorim Asher Itay. Vayiva Baker. And the next morning, he took him up to a high place where he could see the nation. So Bilam said, build for me seven Mizbechai, seven altars, v'hochein lo yibazeh shiva porim v'shiva elim. And I will sacrifice seven bulls and seven rams. Why did he choose the number seven? The Chazal tell us, because Bilam said that the Oves, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, they sacrificed a total of seven animals to Hashem, we find in the Torah. I will sacrifice that complete number myself. So this he did. And he went to see the people. And Vayisa Masholei Vayomar, Mo Ekev Lekaboy Kel, Umo Ezem Lezoam Hashem. And instead of cursing them, he blessed them. He said, Mo Ekev Lekaboy Kel, how can I curse this nation? Hashem has not cursed them. And how can I be angry at this nation? Hashem has not been angry with them. Ki Miraish Suri Mereno, Umigvaos Ashureno, and Om Levod Jishkein Vagoim Leishkashov. Their beginnings were in the mountains and the hills. The Chazal Darshan, the mountains, these were the Oves, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and the hills, these were the Imos, Sore, Rivka, Rochel, Valea. And Om Levod Jishkein, it is a nation that dwells by itself, Uvagoim Leishkashov, and they will not be counted in amongst the other nations. Mi mona afar Yaakov, umispor es reva Yisrael. Who can count all the dust of Yaakov? Either this refers to the generations of Yaakov or the mitzvahs of Yaakov, which have to do with the earth. Umispar esreva Yisrael, and who can count the seed of Yisrael? Tomos nafshi meis yishorim usiach risi kamahu. Let my death be the death of the righteous, and let my end be similar to theirs. So Bullock said, what are you doing? I called you to curse them, and now not only you're not cursing them, but you're blessing them also. So and that he said, whatever Hashem will place in my mouth, this is what I will have to do. He said, I'll take you to another place, and maybe there you will be able to see them from another aspect, and you will be able to curse them. So he took him to another place, and they made more korbanos, more sacrifices. And he said, "Lehibit oven be Yaakov veleira amud b'Yisrael." You cannot find any imperfection in Yaakov. You cannot find any wrong in Yisrael. Then he said, "Lechono akachechol mokem acher." I'll take you to another place. Ula yishar be'ene elakim ve'kabeisalim ishom. Bilam said, maybe there Hashem will allow you to curse them. So they went to another place, and again they sacrificed built seven altars, and they sacrificed seven cows and seven rams. Vayar Bilam kitev b'ene Hashem levorech es Yisrael. And Bilam saw that it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bless Israel. So therefore he said, kam likras nechoshim, and he stopped to attempting his sorcery. Ponov, and he turned towards the desert. Es Einov, and he lifted his eyes. Bikesh lahachnis bem ein horo, ein ro. So here the Chazal tell us he lifted his eye. He wanted to interject into Klal Yisrael an ein horo, an evil eye. Perhaps through his evil eye he would be able to destroy them. So here is another quality of Bilam. The Mishnah says, Ein Hor. What did he see though? Vayar Yisrael Sheikhin Lishvotov. He saw Yisrael dwelling all in accordance to their Shvotim. Vatiel of Rol Chalakim, and the spirit of Hashem came down upon him. And from him started to flow brochos. What does it mean that they were all dwelling in accordance to their tribes? He saw every tribe dwelling by itself. They were not mixed with each other. He saw that the windows of their tents were not parallel to each other. So one neighbor could not see into the window of another neighbor. And Vatiel of Ruach Elokim, when he saw this, so then all the believers, he felt that he could not curse them. What is the greatness that each tribe was dwelling by itself? The greatness where one was not looking into the windows of the other, this we know, this is sneers, this is modesty, privacy. The importance that people should dwell amongst their own privacy and not be involved in other people's businesses. But what was the greatness that each tribe was dwelling amongst itself? This will come to in a minute. And then he decided that he could not curse them. Vayisa misholei vayemar nu'um bilam b'nei va'or nu'um ha'gever shesu mo'in. So he said, these are the words of Bilam, the son of Beor, and these are the words of the man who is Shesuma Ayin. Shesuma Ayin means that who was partially blinded. He was partially blinded. Matovu Olecho Yaakov, Mishkenesecho Yisrael. how good are your tents, Yaakov, and your dwelling places of Yisrael. And then he started to say one brocha after the other on Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf He tells us Bilam. What does the name Bilam mean? Belay Am. He was without a nation. The word Bilam is made up of the words Belay Am, without a nation. Dova Acher, Bilam Shebolo Am. Another interpretation of the word Bilam, Shebolo Am, that he was coming to swallow up a nation. In Ben Ba'or, what does it mean, Ben Ba'or? Shebo al Ba'ir. That Bilam that rode his donkey, he had a very, very great closeness to his donkey. He was very attached to his donkey. And so attached to his donkey that the Chazal tell us that he also made a practice to have sexual relations with his donkey. The Mishnah says that there were four people, Arba Hejaites, that lost their Elam Haba, their world to come. And one was Bilam. This was the great prophet that was given to the Goyim. Why is it that he lost his world to come? Firstly, as we will see, he was an entity that had a great many imperfections, to the degree where he sunk into the lowest ebb of the world. But also from the fact that he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the entity of good in the world. The fact that he wanted to destroy them, and not only he wanted to destroy them, we see that he had such a great desire to do this. He wanted to do even more than he was hired and engaged to do. Bala came and he told him Lechono orali yasa'om, go and curse this nation. And we see that Bilam said Ma kavo. The word kavo is a stronger curse than the word orali. Bilam had a greater desire to curse and to destroy Klal Yisrael than Balak himself. And not only that, Balak did not want to destroy Israel. This was merely a matter of defense. He was afraid of Israel. Bilam had no relationship with this whole business here. But Bilam was very glad to come. So he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. If he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael was the entity of good, this is why he is called Bilam, someone who wanted to swallow up a nation, Israel, and he's Belay Am. He is left without any nation himself. If he was contrary to Israel, then he was contrary to the world to come. And therefore, Bilam was one that would lose his world to come. The Mishnah in Masechta Ovis Perach HaMishi, Mishnah Yutes, states as follows. כל מי שיש בו שלושת דברים הללו הוא מתלמידו של אברהם אבינו. Whoever has these three qualities, they are from the disciples of Avraham Avinu. Shleish dvarim acherim hu mitalmidav shel Bilam Arosha. Whoever has the opposite three qualities, they are from the disciples of Bilam Arosha. What were the three qualities of Avraham Avinu? Ein tova. Avraham had a good eye. Ruach nemucha. Avraham was very humble. Nefesh shefela. And Avraham was a person who did not want anything that was not his. He was satisfied with whatever he had. Where do we find that Avraham had an ayin teva? We see that Avraham had a good eye for all people. It was Avraham that went out into the world and tried to bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Avraham that established the principle of Aknosis Orchim, to be good to people, to bring them into your house, to take care of them, to teach them. Avraham was different than his predecessors from the fact that the others, if they knew of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they remained by themselves. Noach saved his family, but he was not successful in saving other people. There were other various individuals that knew of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but their influence remained with themselves. Avraham had an ayin tova. Avraham had a good eye where he saw good in everyone. And he wanted to bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to teach them. Even the people that he brought into his house, he had them first cleanse their feet from the dust of idolatry. He knew, or he thought they were idolaters, and still he would bring them into his house to take care of them. Avraham and Sarah gathered thousands and tens of thousands of followers, the Rambam writes, in bringing people close to Hashem and to Torah. This is the Ayin Tova of Avraham. Ruach Nemucha, where do we find the great humility in Avraham? He said, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that why will you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I will make your seed like the stars of the heaven, and I will do this for you. And he said, I am but Ofer Ve'efer. After Avraham did all of this, I am only Ofer Ve'efer. I am dust and I am ashes. Now this was a particular humility. Because Avraham, besides being nobility, besides being a king, and he was a king, we find that when he went to Egypt, he spoke with Parai. When he went to Philistines, he spoke with Elimelech. When he made a bris milah for his son, we find that kings came. Shem, who was the king of Yerushalayim, came. Besides being a king and being a person of tremendous wealth, why was he called Abraham? Because he was a father of so many nations. And the Chazal tell us that the whole world was on one side and he was on the other side. Why was he called Ivri? Because the world was on one side and he was on the other side. He went against the entire world to battle for Hashem. Now, if an individual does all of this, how can he say, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer? I am but dust and ashes. And the Torah records this. This is the truth, the way he saw himself. So from here we see Ruach Nemucha, that he was a person who was very, very humble. Nefesh Shefela, we see he was a person who wanted nothing that was not his, because when he went to fight against the four kings and to save his nephew, so they wanted that they would give him his share in the spoils. He said, no, not even a shoelace I do not want. And this was, he was deserving of taking this, not even a shoelace, in order that no one shall say, no man shall say, that I have made Avraham wealthy. I want only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. So these were the three qualities of Avraham Avinu. We find just the opposite by Bilam. The Mishnah says, Ein Ro, the evil eye, Ruach Gevoah, conceit, in Gaiva, Nefesh Rechova, a person that is never satisfied, Mitalmidav Shel Bilam Arosho, someone who has these qualities, these are the disciples of Bilam Arosho. Where do we find these three qualities by Bilam? Rashi brings Ein Rosh Nema Vayisa Bilam Eseino Vayaris Yisrael Sheikh Lishvotov. What we quoted. Bilam looked, he lifted his eye and he thought, maybe I'll see something in them that I can interject an Ein Rosh, an evil eye in them. Ruach Gavaya Shinem Armein Hashem Lasiti Lalechi Mochem Elim Acherim Nichvorim Yikem. When the people came to ask him to come, so he didn't say that Hashem has refused to allow me to go. He said, Hashem has refused to allow me to go with you. He was afraid to answer them that Hashem refused to allow me to go, full stop, to allow me to go with you. With you I cannot go, because you are not great enough. And that's why Balak later sent even greater ambassadors. That when it was revealed that he is not the Shus Atzmai, that he's not a balabos over himself, he won't admit it. He said, Hashem is not allowing me to go with people like you. So we see that he had gaiva and conceit. Nefesh Rechova, where do we see that he has a soul that could never be satisfied, that wanted? Shenemar im yiten li bolok melei besei kesev azov. That if you will give me all a house full of gold, silver and gold, the Chazal tell us this is what he desired. These are the three qualities of Bilam. Talmidim shel Avraham Avinu eichlin b'ilam hazeh v'eichlin l'ilam habo. The Talmidim of Avraham, they eat in this world and they inherit the next world. Shneim alahanchel o'ave yesh v'itzreisei ma'amale. As it states that I will give to my beloved ones yesh, something of substance, and I will fill their storehouses, their treasure houses. Avol Talmidim shel Bilam Arosha, but the disciples of Bilam Arosha, Yorshin Gehenim, they will inherit Gehenim, Yodin Leber Shachas, and they will go down to desolation and to emptiness. Shnem Vato Lekim Teridim Leber Shachas An Shidomi Mumirmo Leyechetze Yameyam Vani Eftach Boch. They will not live all half of their days, and they will inherit desolation. They will inherit Gehenim. This is what the Mishnah tells us. Now, Bilam, we see from here, was not just an individual, because the Mishnah is making a whole philosophy from this, and it's putting Avraham on one side and Bilam on the other. The fact is, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Chazal tell us that Lavan, who Yaakov went to work for, and he was deceived. He worked for 7 years for Rachel, then 7 years for Leah, and then 7 years for Rachel, and so forth. And Lavan, Esther, Pomim, 10 times tried to deceive him. The Gemara says this was Bilam. Now, whether it means actually in flesh and blood that this was Bilam, or whether it means that there is some affiliation between the soul of Bilam and the soul of Lavan, this is not exactly clear. But it states, though, that Bilam was Lavan. And perhaps we can understand from here what we say in the Haggadah, Lavan bikesh lakres hakol. that Laban tried to destroy completely Yaakov, who was the father of Israel. Here we see Bilam was doing this. Incidentally, the Gemara also says another place where Bilam tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. That there were three advisors to Paro. When Klal Yisrael started to multiply, and those three advisors were Yisra, Bilam, and Iyuv. And when Paray came and he said, Hovo nishkak molehem, let us take counsel to see what we can do, because they are growing so fast, they will come and stand up against us. What should we do? So Yisro was against any action against Klal Yisrael. And when he saw he could not stop them, he fled. Iyov kept silent. Bilam, he gave the Eitzah to destroy their male children. And eventually we find Bilam was destroyed for this. So here also we see that Bilam bikesh lachar es hakol, Lavan bikesh lachar es hakol, that he stood up to destroy Israel. The Maral Miprag in his Pirush on Ovis and in other places writes that Bilam was Reisha Umais. He was the head of the nations of the world. He was not merely an individual, but he occupied a very important position, the head of the nations of the world. And this is why he is compared to Avraham, because Avraham was the head of Klal Yisrael. From Avraham came out Klal Yisrael, and came out other nations. This is why Avraham was called Av Hamein Goyim, that he was a father of a multitude of nations. The fact is, Avraham was considered the father of the world, because what Adam, the first man, achieved, this became void at the flood. And what Noah achieved, this also became void 10 generations later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still could not find any righteousness in the world. It was through Avraham that a nation grew up that would bring righteousness and Torah into the world. So Avraham was considered the Av, father of the world, Av Hamon Goyim. Just the opposite of this is Bilam. Bilam, it states, what does the word Bilam mean? Bilayam, without any nation. Avraham was a person who gave forth nations into the world. Bilam was a person without nations. What else does Bilam mean? Bilayam. Bilay Boluam. That Bilam, Balaam, wanted to consume, wanted to swallow up a nation. What Avraham had built, Bilam wanted to swallow, wanted to destroy. Avraham was giving Metzias entity. He was giving goodness into the world. Bilam was trying to destroy this. Avraham was the head of Yisrael, and Bilam was the head of the Goyim. And it's for this reason that we find many correlations, or many comparisons between the two in the Sedra. For example, when Bilam got up and he saddled his donkey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kfar kidamcho Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu already did this before you, when he saddled his donkey to go sacrifice Yitzchak. When the Oves brought sacrifices, and a total of 7, Bilam said, I will sacrifice 7 myself. When Bilam wanted to curse the nation,
Hashem said you cannot curse them because they are already Baruch, they are already blessed from the Ovish. Bilam wanted to destroy this nation, he wanted to curse them. He was unable to. Because they are Baruch, they are blessed. What does it mean they are blessed? They come from a source of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. And they come from a source of such strong brocha that therefore he would not be able to curse them, he would not be able to evoke the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against them. The source, the background of Yisrael is of such strength that this Bilam would not be able to affect. Do not curse the nation, because Baruch, they are blessed. The three qualities of Avraham Avinu was that of an Ein Tova, a good eye, where he saw goodness in everyone, a Ruach Nemucha, where he was very humble, Nefesh Shfela, where he, whatever he had was sufficient. This comes from being a complete entity. If a person is complete, then he sees good in others. For example, the Gemara tells us that when Pare had a dream during the time of Yosef, Pare had a dream during the time of Yosef, and he saw 7 fat cows. This referred to the 7 good years, and he saw that everything looked well. So the Chazal tell us, because since there was plenty in the land, so everyone looked good to everyone else. When a person has enough himself, so then he sees good in others. If a person lacks in himself, then his Ein Sora b'Acherim, then he sees bad in others. Avraham, that possessed an Ein Tova, a good eye all the time, it's because he himself was a complete entity that was perfect and not lacking. If a person finds himself seeing all the time chisreinus, seeing all the time negatively, negativisms in others, negative factors, shortcomings in other people, if he finds himself always being critical of other people, the source is in himself. This means that he is not complete. He is lacking. There is something wrong with him. He is not bishlemus. He is not imperfection. Someone who is in perfection, someone who is complete by himself, then he sees good in others. This was the midah of Avraham, and this was the midah that he gave to Klal Yisrael. This was the shorish. This is the source. This is the foundation of Israel. Ruach Nemucha, that he was humble. Again, this is a quality of someone who is perfect and complete. If a person is perfect and complete, then he's very humble and he is full of humility. If a person has too much gaiva, too much conceit, this is an imperfection, this is a shortcoming, this is a lacking. There's two ways a person can lack: either by having something missing from himself, or having something too much. There's a Gemara that says, for example, that if you have an animal and one of the vital organs of the body is missing, then there's something missing and it's considered a trefa. What happens if it has too many of a vital organ, of a specific organ? There's an organ in the body that there should be one and it has two. That's also considered missing. That's also considered lacking. If there is something too much there, that's also lacking. The person is too haughty. That also comes from chisorin. That comes because he is lax in his essence. And nefesh shefela, Avraham was satisfied with what he had. Asameach bechelka, he had enough. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him was sufficient. A person finds himself always desiring more. Whatever he has is not sufficient. He always wants more. He wants what's by other people. This also comes from a source that he is not complete, he is not sholem in himself. He is not at peace, at completion with himself. Because if he is, then he does not desire more. So Avraham was the metzias hatov in the world. He was the pillar of goodness and of reality in the world. And this is what he gave to Klal Yisrael. Bilam was just the opposite. Bilam was ayin hora. Bilam had an evil eye. And he had ruach gevaya. He was haughty and conceited. Held himself above everyone else. And nefesh rechova. Very over-ambitious and over-desirous. He never had enough. He wanted more all the time. He wanted to consume. He wanted to swallow up. This came from the lack of perfection in him. From the lack of metzius in him. And therefore the two were compared. Now if we would analyze this a little more, we'll find that Avraham Avinu came to his level because he elevated his soul far above his body. And he became the governing soul of the world. Avraham Avinu was someone who understood Torah before it was given. Avraham was someone who domineered over himself and over the entire world. And uplifting his soul far above his body, he came to this perfection. Bilam was just the opposite. He sunk into the depths of the material world. He could not see any sacredness in the world. As we find that he went, and Chazal tell us what his association with his donkey was. He was a person who had a lust to destroy and to amass wealth. By him, his body, his physical entity, ruled over his soul. And from here came out these midos. When he went to saddle his donkey in the morning to go destroy, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, "Kfar ki damcho Avraham Avinu, it will do you no good. Avraham has already done this before you. He went to saddle his donkey to bring Yitzchak as a sacrifice." So it's very interesting that this is the example taken. Because the greatest feat of Avraham Avinu in elevating himself, uplifting himself above the physical material world, was that act when he went to sacrifice Yitzchak. That even though he was his only son and the son which he loved, he was still willing to sacrifice everything for the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this is what Hashem instructed, so then this is what he was willing to do. And at that point, when he came, and he, with such love, he saddled his donkey, he himself, and to go fulfill the word of Hashem, at that point, he created a foundation in Klal Yisrael where they would reach the supreme perfection. therefore what Bilaam would do would have no effect on them. When Bilaam came and he wanted to see if he could give an Ein Hora to Klal Yisrael, and he went to look at them, the Torah tells us Bilaam lifted his eyes and he saw them Yisrael Sheikhen Lishvotov, each one dwelling in accordance to his own Shevet, Vatiolov Ruach Elikim. And from there came a Ruach Hashem, a spirit of Hashem, and he blessed them. What did he see so great in them? Each one was dwelling in accordance to his own tribe. Avraham laid foundation for Klal Yisrael. This foundation was added through Yitzchok. And through Yaakov Avinu, it was perfected. Yaakov had all of the brochas, all of the keches, all of the powers from the Oves, from Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. And Yaakov encompassed all of these. To each son, to each of his 12 sons, he bequeathed certain powers and certain broches. And this we see in the broches. At the end of the Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayechi, he blessed each one. Ish ki birchosai beirach osam. Each one he blessed in accordance to his own qualities. Yehuda had qualities of malchus, of kingship. He was strong like a lion. Yisachar, powers of Torah, and so forth. Each one he gave his brachas to, these were the brachas of Avraham and Yitzchok. When Klal Yisrael marched in the desert, they were commanded that each one should march in the formation which was related to their tribe. Not be me'uravim, not be mixed one and the other. When Bilaam saw Sheikhen Lishvotov that each one was dwelling in accordance to his own Shevet, and they were not mixed at all, he could see very clearly the bond of the brocha that each one had with Yitzchok, with Yaakov Avinu, and through this to Yitzchok and to Abraham. He saw that the brocha was not lost. Here was Yisachar, here were the people of Yehuda, here were the people of Zvulun. You could see the brochas that Avraham had planted, these foundations, these were very clearly recognizable and evident in Klal Yisrael. This is Yisrael's strength. When he saw this, then he had to say, Matova Alecho Yaakov, how goodly are your tents. And he was unable to curse them. This parsha was the parsha of Bilaam, who goes back to Lavan, who tried to destroy Yaakov, and again they tried to destroy Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and again here, this was by the person who was Bilaam without a nation, wanted to destroy a nation, but he was unable to because do not curse this nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Le'so'or esa'om ki Baruch Hu, because they are already mevorach, they are already blessed from Avraham. Avraham was the Reish, he was the Av HaMein Goyim, he was the one who gave nations to the world. He gave his brachas to his seed. You will not be able to curse them. And this is why the Mishnah Novice tells us, it says that those who are the disciples of Avraham Avinu, They will have the world to come. They will have this world and the world to come. Because this is the perfection and the goodness. And this will breed existence and reality and entity. But those who are the disciples of Bilam, they will end up in nothingness. Their end will be that they will inherit Gehenna and go down to desolation. Because they stood up to try to destroy the light of the world. And their end will be the darkness of the world. Bilam himself saw this. And this is why Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi Meish Shishorim, who see Achrisi Kamohu. Bilam was given this vision. He saw what would happen to himself, and he saw what would happen with Klal Yisrael. So therefore he said, Thomas Nafshi Meish Shishorim, who see Achrisi Kamohu. Let my death be like the death of these righteous people, and let my end be like their end. He had realized what the eventuality would be. We should all be zeicher to be from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and to be zeicher to this world and to the next.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.